All right, Rabbosai, a good and erev Shabbos, such a schus to be able to continue this beautiful limud together. First, I want to thank the sponsors for tonight's shir, to thank Rabbi Yehuda and Bracha Buchwalter for dedicating the shir tonight in commemoration of the anniversary of Kristallnacht and in memory of all that was lost and the deliverance that Yehuda's father had on that night and that day. Miratz Hashem. Should be the Torah that we learn should be an aliyah for the neshamas of the 6 million kedoshim, and the Mirat Hashem should be a schus for all of us in our mishpachas for many years to come. So we'll say, so tonight, you know, part of my goal, I'm actually going to tell you the truth. I was going to do another piece by the Lubavitcher Rebbe tonight, because that was just so beautiful, beautiful piece by him. But the truth is, I think part of the goal of our chabura is that in Mirat Hashem to be able to experience different Rebbes and different approaches and different ideas. So tonight, the Hashem, we're going to do a piece from Levi Yitzchak Berdichev. So if anyone needs the sheets, they're right over here. We can listen Baal Peh. And again, please help yourself to Alechaim. So just to give you a little bit of background, Levi Yitzchak Berdichev, also known as Levi Yitzchak Ben Sarah Sasha. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak was not just the Rebbe, but Rabbi Levi Yitzchak was the Rebbe of Rebbes. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak was legendary for his Avas Yisrael. You know, Kal Gadol in life is, it's easy to love people who are lovable. Right? And it's easy to love people who you like. And it's easy to love people who are like you, who believe like you, who practice like you. It's much more difficult to love every Jew. You know, we're a difficult nation. And the truth is, we're a stiff-necked nation. And there's a lot of times where, at the end of the day, sometimes it's hard. It's hard to coexist. And the galus of Levi Yitzchak Berdichev was that he mamish loved every single Yid. He just loved every single Jew in such a dramatic fashion, with such an unbridled sense of acceptance, an unbridled sense of Avas Yisrael, an unbridled sense of just such incredible commitment. And the stories of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak are really legendary. They're really just absolutely exceptional. And the way he was always able to be melamed tzchus, the way he was always able to see the positive in every single individual, and always able to see the good in every single circumstance. And even when anyone else just saw a sinner, or anyone else just saw a yid who was down and out, Rabbi Yitzchak somehow was able to see the good. And that's why, again, you know, in Chassidus it's understood that even just to say the name, Levi Yitzchak ben Sarah Sasha, that was the Rebbe's name. Levi Yitzchak, his mother, Sarah Sasha, to just say the Rebbe's name is a schos. Is a schos. And that's why I would tell you, if you don't own a copy of Kiddushas Levi, you must, before Shabbos, purchase a copy of Kiddushas Levi. Even if you're never going to learn it, and even if you're never going to read it, a Jewish home has to have Kiddushas Levi. Has to have. You could keep the binding intact the whole time, but it's gotta be there. It's gotta be there. So we'll see with that. Let's take a look. So just to give you a little bit of context over here. So the pasuk says as follows. So we're actually quoting. I'm sorry, I don't think I'm gonna mark it off on the sheets. It's page Kuf Ayin Dalid. Page Kuf Ayin Dalid. So the Rebbe quotes over. You see where I am? Kuf Ayin Dalid. Yeah, I should say it says the number on the page on the please help yourself to something to eat. We'll keep going. But I mean, so please, Yona, thank you so much. Shakar, thank you. So again, but please, thank you, Zevi. Someone has to be an Nachshon Ben Aminadav over here, right? Somebody's gotta do it. So let me show you something interesting. Let me just get a chumash. I'm not getting child of giving a chumash. Please really eat. So let me tell you the pasuk that the Rebbe is quoting over here. So remember again, beginning of Parshas Vayetze is Yaakov Avinu running away from home. And ultimately again, as he falls asleep that first night, he has this dramatic vision. And in this vision, he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is talking to him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him the following. Let me find it. Beginning of Parshas Vayetze, Pasuk says as follows. V'hine anochi imach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be with you. U'shmarticha b'chol asher teleich. And I'll watch you wherever you go. V'ashivosa el ha'adama. I'll also bring you back home. Ki lo ezovcha. I will never leave you. Ad asher imasisi eis asher dibarti lach. Okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be with you every step of the way. I'm not leaving you. I'm not forsaking you. I'm with you lockstep every step. So the Pasuk then says that what happens? Yaakov Avinu goes at Vayidar Yaakov Neder Lemar. Yaakov makes a neder. He makes a vow. And what's the vow? Im ye Elokim imadi, if Hashem will be with me, Ushmarani bederach hazeh, he'll watch me, he'll guard me on this way. V'ashar nochi oleich, v'nosalei lechem lechol u'beged lobo, she gives me bread to eat, food, to, clothing to wear. V'shavti b'shalom b'yisavi, and he allows me to get home to my family safely, then Hashem will be my God. Okay? So this is the conversation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Avram, telling Yaakov, I'm going to watch over you, I'm going to be with you. Yaakov wakes up, builds a mizbeach, says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you are with me, and you watch over me on the way, and bring me back home, and give me what to eat, and give me what to wear, I'm your man, you're my God. Good, that's the background. Says Rav Levi Yitzchok. So, Devarei HaMaaseh, Im Yeh Il Elokim Imadi. Yaakov Avinu says, if Hashem will be with me. Says the Rebbe quotes to Ramban, Ayim Ramban, Sheiksha, Halokvar Hivtiach Lo Akel, Umahaya HaSofek. So the Ramban already asks a simple question. He says the psukim don't seem to make sense. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu already told Yaakov Avinu what? I'm going to watch over you. I'm going to take care of you. And I'm going to be with you every step of the way. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu already said that to Yaakov. He already said it. Both side page, Kuf Ayin Dalid. Page says Kuf Ayin Dalid. On the left-hand column, Im Ye Elokim Imadi. So the Ramban already asked. The Ramban says, I don't understand. Why does Yaakov have to go ahead and make another neder, right? So God already said he's going to be with you. God already said he's going to watch over you. If that's the case, then why does Yaakov Avinu have to say, Hashem, if you're with me? If you're with me, and if you bring me back home, then you're my God. Kadosh Baruch Hu already promised he's going to be with Yaakov. He's going to watch over Yaakov. So what's the pshat? Umahaya asafek. So ultimately, the Ramban quotes the Medrash, and the Medrash says, Ulai yigra machet. So this is actually a very profound yisod. The Ramban says that what Yaakov Avinu was concerned about was as follows. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised him that he's going to be with him. Right? The Ribbono Shel Olam promised Yaakov Avinu, I'll be with you every step of the way. What was Yaakov concerned about? Maybe I'll sin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised me he's going to be with me as long as I'm holding at a particular level. But at the end of the day, thank you, B'chaim, but at the end of the day...
I'd rather drink soda.
But mamish, incredible. Hey, so, thank you. I'm sorry, I meant to bring you out. He'll say, so the Ramban says something amazing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Yaakov, you know, the promise, I'm going to be with you. I'll be with you every step of the way. So why does Yaakov have to say, God, if you're with me? Kadosh Baruch already promised it. Yaakov Avinu was scared. He was scared, maybe I'll sin. Maybe I'll make a mistake. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch is not going to be with me. In other words, that he understood that at the end of the day, perhaps God's promise was predicated on Yaakov Avinu's holding on a particular spiritual level. But if Yaakov Avinu would sin, if Yaakov Avinu would slip, then at the end of the day, perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not be with him any longer. So therefore, he says, Venir, supposed to say, here, so this is the Ramban. So Yaakov Avinu restates, and he goes ahead and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll be with me, right? Because Yaakov Avinu was scared if he sins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remove his Hashkacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remove his divine providence, and therefore Yaakov Avinu comes along and re-emphasizes the Tanai with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Rebbe, listen to this, Rebbe, say, V'nirali, sh'rabba marach cholom v'ine, anochi imach, u'shmarticha b'chol ashe teilech, v'ashivosicha al ha'adama, ki lo ha'azovcha ad asher imasisi, eis asher dibarti loch. What, do you have a contest? How much noise can you make with the ice? What's going on out there? Right? So what happens? So says there was something amazing. So remember again, Yaakov Avinu in the dream sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to him. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is literally saying, Yaakov, I'm going to be with you every step of the way. Right? I'm just going to be with you every step of the way. V'lechora haftachas ad asher imasisi ein lo perish. So we'll say, Reb Levi Yitzchok picks up on something else over here. Right, the pasuk is Hine Anochi Imach. Hashem says to Yaakov Avinu, I'll be with you. Ushmarticha, and I'll watch over you. B'chol asher teilech, everywhere you go. V'ashivosicha al adama, and I'll return you back to Eretz Yisrael. Ki lo ezavcha, I will not leave you. Ad asher imasisi is asher dibarti lach, until I do for you that which I said I would do for you. So says the Rebbe, that last phrase, Ad asher imasisi eis asher dibarti loch. I won't leave you until I do that thing that I said for you. That phrase is extra. That phrase is extra. What does that mean? So we'll say, get ready for this. Rak shefta chaso shel Hashem yizbarach hayo b'zeh ofen. And we'll say, see, here's what the Rebbe is struggling with. When you look at the dialogue between Yaakov and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it seems very repetitive. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins by saying, Yaakov, I'm going to be with you every step of the way. I'm going to take care of you every step of the way. Right? I'll return you back. I'll watch over you. All right? Then Yaakov even says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're with me and you stay with me every step of the way and you bring me back. So Yaakov, why do you have to repeat that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu already said it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already promised you. That's number one. Number two, Hashem says to Yaakov, I'll be with you. I'll watch over you. I'll return you to your land. And I won't leave you until I have done that which I have told you. Why do you need that phrase, until you have done that which I have told you? In other words, what's the pshat with that phrase? So he says like this. Rak shaftachaso shel Hashem yisbarach haya b'zeh ofen. The promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to Yaakov Avinu was in the following fashion. Ki Hashem yisbarach avosai page kufayin hei. This is so profound. Ki Hashem yisbarach m'seyeh l'bnei adam l'avdo. The Ribono shel Olam helps us to serve Him. You see, avosai, I want to show you something very important. The reason why it's important to learn Chassidus is because when you learn a piece by Rabbi Yitzhak Berdichev, you're not simply learning like a nice insight into a pasuk. You're learning philosophy of Yiddishkeit, right? Chassidus is a particular brand of philosophy of Yiddishkeit. So what the Rebbe is developing over here is not just an insight into a pasuk. What the Rebbe is developing over here is an insight into Yiddishkeit. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us to be successful in our Yiddishkeit. Ki Hashem Yisbarach, Meseel Ebnei Avdon La'avdach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us to serve Him. Ki Hu HaMelech HaTov. V'hametiv habocher ba'avodasam havasam v'irasam umelamdam bizderech zu telech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us along the way. In other words, in the quest to find God, we don't have to go at it alone. In the quest to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribono Shel Olam is aiding us in that mission. He says, umeshamram umatzila mikol davara b'tuvo hagadol. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us from the missteps and the accidents of life. I will say, isn't this incredible? HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands me to serve Him and I find my way to Him, but He helps me along that journey. I don't have to do it on my own. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not standing by the sidelines. He's actively aiding and assisting me. Amnam, b'nei adam asher yeshlam koach v'secha l'ispalel, azai eino nosin lohem, ad shiyispalelu v'yivakshu mekel ochlom u'shmirasam v'atzalasam. But the Rebbe says, here's the difference. If a person knows how to daven, and we'll define what this means, if a person has seichel, a person has wisdom, and they know how to daven, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just help them unless they first ask. Right? So we'll say, see here the model? In the pursuit of finding the Ribono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us along that journey. Right? Because like the Rebbe said, Meseyel ibn Abdom la'avdo ki hu ha-melech tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good. And that good manifests itself in the fact that He wants us to be successful and aids us in the process and in the journey of spiritual success. But says the Rebbe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person knows how to daven, a person has seichel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't help unless you ask. You ask. If you don't ask, you don't get. So again, quotes over here are very dramatic medrash. The medrash says, why is it that the imos, our matriarchs, were barren? So Sibo said, this is incredible. This medrash always bothered me because it sounds a little strange. Right? Why were the imos, why were the matriarchs barren? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted their tfilos. Well, say, if you think about it, it's so strange. First of all, God doesn't need anything, and He doesn't need our prayers. So what's the pshat? First of all, you subject these women to so much agony, to so much pain, to so much heartbreak, because you want them to daven? Says Rebbe, no, that's not the pshat. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is demonstrating to us through the imos is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always ready and willing to help. But if you have the ability first to help yourself, You have to do that part first before HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps in. See, the Imolus were barren. So the Imolus could have also said, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you control life. You write the Mafteach Shalchaya. The key of birth is in your hands. So you decide to give me a baby. What is it? It's not up to me. They davened. And by davening, what they demonstrated for us is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I'm always willing to help. But if you want my help, you have to first do something also. It's not there's no, right? Only the government gives things out for free, right? At the end of the day, right? At the end of the day, there's no divine stimulus checks that just show up in your mailbox. You want something? You want something? You have to ask. You want something? You have to daven. You want something? You have to put in the effort. That was the model that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing us through the Imos. You want children? Imos. Show future generations that when you want something, you have to work for it. Ukimamar Chachamenu Zal, Shimun Eli Abir Elev Harachokim Mitztaka, Shakala Olam Kulo Nizon Mitztaka, Vehem Bizroa. Shabbos say, Amnam, let me read one more line, then we'll translate. Amnam. B'nei Adam She'in Lehem Seichel Lispalo, V'lavo Lefnei Hashem Yisbarach. Shabbos say, what about people who don't have Seichel? Right? Don't call out any names of someone you're thinking about, right? Let's say someone doesn't have Seichel. Or just someone doesn't know how to daven. And when I say doesn't know how to daven, I don't mean they don't know the words. I mean, like, a lot of times in life, we don't know how to daven. I can read Hebrew, but it doesn't mean I know how to daven, right? There are people who don't have seichel. They don't understand what it means to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't understand, ultimately, again, what it means to reach out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. They don't understand some of the basic ideas of relationships. So what happens to a person like that who doesn't have the seichel, who doesn't have the wisdom to daven and to ask? So says the Rebbe something amazing. He says, those individuals, he says, Eino ozvam umishamram, I'm sorry. So Eino ozvam umishamram bechasdo agadol kolz man shelo yispaldu. Sebo say, this is wild. See, if a person has seichel, a person has wisdom, a person knows how to daven, a person knows that you have to put in the effort in life in order to get what you want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't give it to you without the effort. But if a person doesn't have seichel, right, the person doesn't know what to do. So many times in life we're lost. I don't know what to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never forsakes the person without seichel. And if the person doesn't know how to daven for themselves, advocate for themselves, and put in their own personalistic effort, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never leaves them high and dry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of them, recognizing that they cannot advocate for themselves. Kimamar Chachameinu Zal Shomer Pesayim Hashem. And he gives a mashal. The mashal. Habein somich al shulchan av. For example, a son who is reliant on his father. Amnam kishera av shabein yochal lefarnes atzmo bitov eino somich al shulchanu. So what happens? A parent, a father, is happy to support his son, but once a father sees that his son is capable of supporting himself, the father says, "Nu, go." Because that's part of a person's self-actualization, being self-reliant, being self-dependent, being independent. So kacha tzadikim is parnasim bizroa ve'inon nindonim b'tzedaka. So we'll say, this is really beautiful. What the Rebbe is highlighting over here is that there are two different categories of people. There are people with seichel and people without seichel, says the Rebbe. The people with seichel understand that you don't get unless you ask. And you don't get unless you advocate. And you don't get unless you put in the personalistic effort. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, like the Imos, you know, you won't get that baby until you daven. That's the way it's going to work. So for those individuals, they don't get brachas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu until they do what they need to do. But those who lack seichel, those who don't know what to do or don't know how to do it, the Ribbono Shel Olam never leaves them alone, never forsakes them, and takes care of them, recognizing that they cannot take care of themselves. So look at the next paragraph. I'm about to say page Kufayin. Hey, the bottom paragraph on the right. V'zeh kilo ezavcha ad asher imasisi es asher dibarti lach. So I'll say, look how beautiful this is. So remember again, Rabbi Levi Yitzchok said, the Ribbon Shalom seems to be saying something additional and extraneous. Chadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov, I will not leave you. I will not leave you until I have done that which I have told you I will do. Kilomar, az kishe ezeh mashiv tachti lacha. This page Kufayin Hey, left hand column. V'sashuv le'eretz Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov, after I do what I promised you, and I bring you back to Eretz Yisrael, az kishetispalel amoli bakashascha u'mishaltecha. When you get back to Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov, if you daven, I'll fulfill your requests. U'kishelot tispalel te'azev shmirascha mimcha. But if you don't daven, I won't give you anything. We'll define it in just a moment. Amnam, baderech kodem shetikanes le'eretz Yisrael. But Hashem Baruch Hu says to Yaakov, before you come into Eretz Yisrael, v'lo yelecha shneimasar shvatim, you won't yet have the shvatim, az ein ata adayin b'shlemos, you're not yet complete, az anochi imach ushmarticha b'chol asher teilech. So we'll say, let me tell you this outside, and then I'll tell you what the Rebbe is saying inside, which is really absolutely incredible. So we'll say, if you look at the pasuk again, so remember again, let me read it to you in the Chumash. So remember, how does the dialogue start? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov Avinu, V'hine, Anochi Imach, right, God speaking to Yaakov, I'm going to be with you, Ushmarticha, I'll watch over you, B'chol HaShadech, wherever you go, V'ashivosicha El Ha'adama HaZos, and I will bring you back to Eretz Yisrael, Ki Lo Ezavcha, Ad Asher Imasisi Es Asher Dibarti. Ultimately again, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, because I will not leave you until I do that which I told you I will do. So says Rebbe something as Yabosai. So now, when you look at the feelings of Rav Levi Yitzchak, you'll notice something amazing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising something to Yaakov Avinu, even though what? Yaakov Avinu hasn't asked for anything. He hasn't asked for anything. Yaakov didn't ask. There was no tefillah. There was no bakasha. There was no outreach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives him this dramatic, overwhelming, beautiful promise, and Yaakov never even asked. So ultimately, says the Rebbe, do you know why? Because in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov Avinu at this moment was an ish without seichel. Yaakov Avinu didn't know. He just did not know what to do. And understandably so, right? He's fleeing from his familial home. He's running away. He's venturing out into the great unknown. He doesn't have seichel. He doesn't have seichel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yaakov, don't worry. I got you. Because what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do for the person who doesn't have seichel? Because see, remember, the loving king abandons no one. So what happens if you don't have seichel? What happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps in. He's going to take care of you. And that's the pasuk.
Was this after Yaakov said, if you'll take care of me?
No. Wait, hold on to that. We're going to get correct. Remember, what I just quoted to you over here, when God says to Yaakov, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to watch over you wherever you go. I'm going to bring you back to Eretz Yisrael. And I won't leave you until I do that which I've told you. This is the opener. Yaakov hasn't said anything. Yaakov is shlofen, right? He's sleeping and he's dreaming. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him. And this is the first thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first promise. So the Rebbe says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising, and there's never even been a request. Because Yaakov Avinu in this moment was an ish without seichel. He was a man without seichel. The Rebbe says he didn't have the shvatim yet. He didn't self-actualize yet. He wasn't confident yet. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what I do for a person without seichel? I take care of them. I take care of the person without seichel. And what does it mean? Ad ashkilo ezavcha. Because remember again, now we understand the last phrase. What does it mean when Hashem says, I will not leave you until I do that which I promised you? See, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Rebbe was telling Yaakov Avinu was like this. Here's what I promise you. I'm going to get you back to Eretz Yisrael. Because I'm confident that once you finish this circuit and you come back with your family intact to Eretz Yisrael, then you will have what? Then you'll have what? Seichel. And once you have seichel, I'll do for you. But only if what? Only if what? Only if you ask. Only if you ask. Says the Rebbe, this must be a Gilgal or something over here, right? So, right, so at the end of the day, that says Rebbe Levi Yitzchak is what is unfolding. That's that last phrase. Kilo ez zavcha ad asher imasisi eis asher dibarti lach. Yaakov, I won't leave you. I'm going to treat you like an ish without seichel, give you every single thing you need, even if you don't ask, until I get you back to Eretz Yisrael. But the moment I get you back to Eretz Yisrael is the moment that you have your seichel, and the moment you have your seichel is, if you want something, you gotta daven. If you want something, you have to engage in dynamic activity. If you want something, you have to do something. So go back to the Rebbe. Go back to the Rebbe. I'll say absolutely incredible. Az, Anochi imach ushmartich b'chol asher teilech, v'anochi yisayeh lecha b'tztaka, afilu kishelo tis'or atzmecha b'tfila. Amnam. But after I do that which I promised you, i.e. return you back to Eretz Yisrael, as lis orus hatachton ulatfila atatzarcha. Let's learn about this just a moment. In Chassidus, there's a concept of is orusa dila ila and is orusa dila tasa. which literally means, Is'arusa means an awakening from above, an awakening from below. Is'arusa de la'el refers to the fact that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things for us even though we never ask. Is'arusa de la'tas, an awakening from below, means I do something to cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to act. So the Rebbe says, essentially, Yaakov Avinu, I'm going to treat you like an ish without seichel. It's going to be total. Is'arusa de la'ela, awakening from above. But once you get back to Eretz Yisrael, as lis'oros hatachton, an awakening from below. In other words, motivation, action, ulatfila atatzarech. V'zeh, ki lo ezovcha ad asher imastisi es asher dibarti lach. Ula'achar she'esa atatzarech lis'oros me'atzmacha. So says the Rebbe, that is the first part of this discussion. Right? The first part of this discussion is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Yaakov, he knew everything he's going to do for him. Yaakov, you're an ish without seichel. That's not, you understand, that's not an insult. Right? Saying someone's an ish without seichel is not an insult. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recognizing is the same way that the father supports his young child because the young child is not capable of supporting himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports young Yaakov because he feels that young Yaakov needs an incredible amount of support. So I will say that's what's unfolding over here. So therefore, but once you get back to Eretz Yisrael, you gotta spread your wings, is orusa de latasa, and make yourself great. So I will say, here we go. So now watch this. Now I understand the first part of the pasuk, and now I understand even that what appeared to be a redundant phrase, kilo ezavcha ad asher imasisi es asher dibarti lach, is not redundant at all. But rather, again, that's the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I will take care of you. Without you asking, without you davening, without you doing anything, I will take care of you, get you back to Eretz Yisrael, then it's time for you to take dynamic activity. Now watch this. What does Yaakov Avinu respond? So remember again, before we get to the Rebbe, what was Yaakov Avinu's response? Yaakov wakes up, and he says, and he makes a neder. And what's Yaakov's neder? Im yihye elokim imadi, if Hashem you are with me, ushmarani bederach hazeh, and you watch me on this path, asher anochi holech, that I'm walking on, v'noson li lechem lecholu beged lobosh. Shabbosai, remember, what's the problem with Yaakov's statement? Yaakov is effectively what? He's restating, right? In other words, that like, he's pretty much actually like mimicking what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, right? If you're with me, if you watch me, if you travel with me on this path, and if you bring me back home, then you'll be my God. God just said that to you. God just said it to you. Why do you have to repeat it? So it says, Rabbi, get ready for this. V'alze amar Yaakov avinu alav shalom. Im yelokim imadi ushmarani b'derech hazeh asher anochi holich v'shafti b'shalom el beis avi v'hayo Hashem li leilokim. Haynu, sheyisayel li akel afilu kishe'e betachlus ha'shlemus ve'eye be'eretz Yisrael v'yiye bi koach la'avdecha tisayel li ata b'tzdaka. So we'll say, watch this, says the Rebbe. Yaakov Avinu was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, I appreciate the promise, but I'd like to ask for a little bit more. I'd like to ask that even when I get back to Eretz Yisrael, you will continue to proactively watch over me. You will continue to shower me with your tzedakah, with your divine kindness, even if I don't ask and even if I don't deserve it. So I will say, to a certain degree, what Yaakov Avinu was asking for is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, continue to treat me like a child. Continue to treat me like a child who is fully and wholly reliant on the Father. Continue to treat me like a person who doesn't have the seichel, even once I get back to Eretz Yisrael. Ki tzedaka mimcha akaveh, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all I want is your tzedakah. Ve'ein ani somech al ma'asai v'al tefilasi. Because I can't rely on my actions or on my tefillos. What's happening over here is something amazing. What Yaakov Avinu was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something so profound. He's saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm scared. And I'm scared that I'm not going to be able to daven the way you need me to daven. I'm not going to be able to act the way you need me to act or to generate the spiritual positivity the way I need to. I'm scared that I won't be able to do it. So because I'm scared that I won't be able to do it, I need you to promise me that you're going to continue to give me, like a person without seichel, like a young child dependent on his father, even when I get back to Eretz Yisrael. Abose, but I want to be clear. It's not Yaakov Avinu being lazy, chas v'shalom, right? It's not Yaakov Avinu saying, oh, I love to be the ish without seichel, right? There are advantages in life to not having seichel, right? You get, right, it's free. Everything is free. Just delivered to your doorstep. It's fantastic. Like divine Amazon Prime. If you don't have seichel, right, everything just comes your way. It's wonderful. That's not what Yaakov Avinu is saying. Yaakov Avinu is expressing a genuine fear. A genuine fear. And really what it is a lack of confidence. I don't know that I could actually be the man you need me to be. See, the Ribon Shalom, which is amazing, is actually expressing incredible confidence in Yaakov Avinu. Because what he's saying is, you don't have Seichel now, but I'll get you back. I'll get you back to Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to be great. And you'll be self-reliant. And you'll daven. And you'll do. And you'll get what you need. And Yaakov Avinu says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know that I could do it. I just don't know that I could actually do it. So Yaakov Avinu asks for the tzedakah even when he gets back to Eretz Yisrael. V'zeh, im yelokim imadi, v'shafti b'shalom el beis avi. And that's how Yaakov Avinu says, Hashem, if you're with me, and even once you bring me back home to my father's home in peace, v'haya Hashem li leilokim. What does it mean when Yaakov Avinu says, because I want to say, it sounds like Yaakov Avinu is making a deal over here, right? God, here's the deal. If you watch over me and you travel with me and you guard me and you give me something to eat and something to wear and you bring me back home to my father's home, then you're my God. Then you're my God. Yaakov is making a deal, and what? And if you don't get enough to eat, or you don't like the clothing, then God's not your God? So says Rebbe, no. What does it mean, Vayashem li'elokim kilomar? Kasher ashuv, kuf ayin vav. Kasher ashuv b'shalom el beis avi. Well, Yaakov was saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, even when I return home, ani rotzeh says she'ashem yeli le'elokim, v'yiseyeh li min hashamayim b'chastol, u'berachamim u'vitztaka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what I'm asking is, even when I get back home, I'm asking for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to watch over me with tzedakah, with chesed, like an ish that doesn't have seichel, who doesn't know how to take care of himself. Why? Ve'eini rotze lihisha'in al ma'asai. Because I'm too scared to rely on my actions. I'm too scared. I don't believe that I could garner the requisite merits. I don't believe that I'm capable of becoming the man you think I could be. So you say, you hear what's happening over here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yaakov, I know where you are right now, but I know where you can get to. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to help you become the person you need to. I'm going to help you self-actualize. And once you self-actualize, you've got this. I'm not going to be the God of tzedakah. I'm not going to be the father who takes care of young, dependent children. You're going to be my adult child, and I'm always here for you. I'm always here for you. But you have to ask. You have to engage in dynamic activity, and you have to advocate for yourself. And Yaakov, in the Sechel Shbaruch Hu, I don't think I can do it. I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could ever become that person whose actions stand on his own. I don't think I could ever become that person whose actions warrant or deserve divine blessing. I don't think I can do it. People say, isn't this an incredible exchange? The Ribon Shom telling Yaakov Avinu, I have so much confidence in you. And Yaakov Avinu saying, no, I don't have that confidence in me. He says, V'ching derech ha-tzadikim, she'enam rotzim li'ishan al-ma'aseim klal. And I will say, in general, so the Rebbe says, this is often the hallmark of tzadikim, that tzadikim never feel that they have the requisite merit for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to grant their request. You know, both sides, I was thinking about this a little bit, and I was learning this piece by the Rebbe. You know, it's very interesting to note that when Avraham Avinu argues to save Sodom, I just remember again, what was Avraham Avinu's argument to save Sodom? What was the argument?
50, 40, 30,
so on and so forth. So here's what's so interesting. If I was Avraham, I would have a much more compelling argument. What's the more compelling argument? Save Sodom in the merit of
me.
Forget about Sodom. I mean, come on, Avraham Avinu, how many tzaddikim, right? I mean, young Israel of Sodom barely got a minion, right? You know what I'm saying? What are you trying to find tzaddikim? Say, God, I'm your man. I'm your man. And remember again, I do anything and everything you ask of me. Anything you want, I do. Right? Avraham Avinu is the most trusted servant. Until Moshe Rabbeinu, right? By Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Bechol Beisi Namanu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the most trusted servant. It's before Moshe, it was Avraham Avinu. So why doesn't he just say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've never asked you for anything. Because remember, interestingly enough, Avraham Avinu doesn't really ask Hashem for stuff. Even when Hashem promised Avraham a son with Sarah, remember, it was Avraham Avinu's reaction. Avraham says, Lu Yishmal Yichel Efanecha. I have a son. It's okay. I have a son already. Avraham Avinu could have so easily said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save Sodom in my merit. But he doesn't do that. Why doesn't he do that? Because the tzaddikim lack this personalistic confidence. Now, I will say, now, I want to explain what that means. On the other hand, you'll say, no, they don't, because Avraham Avinu advocated for stone. To argue against God requires a lot of confidence. Tzaddikim have confidence to advocate for others, but they don't have confidence in their own piety and their own righteousness. Moshe Rabbeinu did the same thing, right? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands ready to go ahead and wipe out Klal Yisrael in the aftermath of the Egel. Remember again, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's compelling argument to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What was the compelling argument? Right, I'm sorry? First they wipe me out, then he says, Lama Yomru Mitzrayim. What are the Egyptians going to say? Right? Why doesn't Moshe Rabbeinu say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do you know how much I've given up for you? I've given up every semblance of a normal life for you. I've never asked you for anything. I didn't want any of this. I'm asking you to save the people in my merit. Because Moshe Rabbeinu deep down doesn't think he has the merit. But again, amazingly enough, the same Moshe doesn't think he has the merit is willing to go, what is it, toe-to-toe? Or he's willing to go toe-to-toe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's willing to butt heads. He's willing to argue. He's willing to say, you can't do this. But not based on his merit. See, the tzaddik at the end of the day will argue vociferously for anyone in need, but the tzaddik deep down is always unwilling to rely on its own merits because he never feels that they're quite enough. It's this like double-sided, two sides of the coin. On one hand, the tzaddik knows who he is and therefore feels confident to argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But yet the tzaddik is so humble that he will never bring up his own merits as part of this conversation. So the Rebbe says, well, we don't have to go through the rest of it, but this is what the Rebbe says, this is what's happening over here. So therefore, again, if we just kind of bring this all together, because it's just such a beautiful insight of the pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Yaakov Avinu, and before Yaakov says anything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes him the promise. Why are you making the promise? Yaakov never even asked for anything, says the Rebbe, because at this point in time, Yaakov Avinu is an ish without seichel. And the ish without seichel, like a child being supported by his parent, the parent gives, even if the kid doesn't ask. The parent knows what the kid needs, and the parent gives that to the kid. That was Yaakov Avinu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to keep giving you, ki lo azevcha, ad asher masisis asher dibarti lach. But once I get you back home, you're the man. You are the man. You are an ish seichel. Be confident, daven, ask, I'll give you. But you have to engage, you have to advocate for yourself. You have to engage. And Yaakov, in saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, even once I get back home, v'haya Hashem li lelokim, I need you to continue to give me b'chesed. This was the struggle between Yaakov Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I will say, I think what did I, yes?
So we see that Yaakov, though, established that confidence, because when he goes to face Esau, he says in Lavan Garti,
100%. And that's the beautiful end of the story. Surprise, surprise, God was right. Right? Amazingly enough, I'm saying absolutely, Yaakov Avinu, in fact, becomes so dramatically confident that he's able, by the way, to face down Esav. He's able to fight that night with the Ish, right? The angel of Esav. He's able to stand his ground. So amazing enough, Yaakov Avinu, the man who lacked confidence and did not think that he could ever become a Bar Seichel, absolutely became the greatest Bar Seichel. Rabbi Osei, it also gives us like a number of incredible life lessons. So first of all, just to understand from the perspective of Chassidus, how the Ribon Shel Olam leaves no man behind. No one's left behind. So those who can advocate for themselves, Chodesh Baruch Hu says, if you advocate, if you ask, if you daven, I'll give you. If you don't ask, you don't advocate, you don't engage, I'm not going to give you. But those who don't know how to advocate, those who don't know how to daven, those who don't know how to do for themselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for them. So that's just an incredible, hopefully, like, you know, envelops us in an incredible warm feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and cares for us so much. That's Aleph. Beis, I will say. We also have another incredible yesod, which is that at the end of the day, you could only rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of you like a young child for a certain amount of time. At a certain point, we have to take ownership over our lives. And we have to take ownership over our spirituality. Now, am I still wholly and fully dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Absolutely. I'm always dependent. But Rabbi said, but I can't be a dependent who just sits at the table waiting for the next course to come out. Right? I'm dependent, but at the same time, I'm going to do my part. Whatever my part is. Sometimes my part is tefillah. Sometimes my part is chesed. Sometimes my part is parnasa. Sometimes my part is all of the above. I'm going to do my part. And that's our goal in life. We start out in life as an ish without seichel. And then it is our holy mandate to develop that seichel, to develop that sophistication, to understand that we're totally reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at the end of the day, I have to do my part to make things happen as well. Shkaya Chavra. Shkaya. My Ravin, the small base manager, Shemir Tzah Hashem.